This is Monday, the 11th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 3, 20 and 21, and 31 through 35. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Jesus asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus always had opposition in his life. In this passage, we find the opposition in an unlikely way by the people who knew them the most, his own family. Imagine for a while what it must have been like for Jesus to have his own family say that he was out of his mind. Why would they think that? Why would they want to take charge of Jesus? Consider this now. Listen again to God's word. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Have you ever been ostracized by your loved ones? Ever felt rejected by those who knew you the best? Notice how Jesus deals with it. He focuses on two things. First, he acknowledges the community that God has provided around him. Secondly, faithfulness to God seems to be the important issue. Jesus said, "Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother." So consider this now. Who has God brought to your life to be that community? Secondly, how can you deepen your friendship with them so that you might be able to encourage one another to do God's will together? Pray for this community now.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.